You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Location data sharing from wireless carriers has been a major privacy issue in recent years. Marketers, salespeople, and even bounty hunters were able to pay shadowy third-party companies to track where people have been, using information that carriers gathered from interactions between your phone and nearby cell towers. Even after promises to stop selling the data, the major carriers, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, reportedly continued the practice in the U.S. until the Federal Communications Commission proposed nearly $200 million in combined fines. Carriers remain perennially hungry to know as much about you as they can. Now, researchers are proposing a simple plan to limit how much bulk location data they can get from cell towers. Next, Wired.com has the story of a man who was in his early 20s, broke his neck in a pool, which left him paralyzed from the shoulders down. Recovery from his injuries required years of rehabilitation. The accident also temporarily halted his lifelong passion for singing. Opera and K-pop songs are his favorites, and being able to sing again became one of his top goals in recovery. But a lack of core muscles and limited lung capacity meant he couldn't even cough. When he tried singing, he says it sounded like whining or a little more than a whisper. That was until he got his hands on a device called the ExoAbs, which helps paralyzed people breathe and sing, using artificial intelligence to gauge how much pressure to put on a person's midsection. Unlike existing devices that may require use of a face mask or ventilator, ExoAbs can be concealed under a shirt. And drama has been unfolding in the corridor outside a lab at the University of Alaska. That's where taped up large sheets of paper are mapping levels of strontium, nitrogen, and oxygen isotopes. These numbers tell the life story of a woolly mammoth that lived more than 17,000 years ago. Its birth, its expulsion from the herd as it reached adolescence, its travels back and forth across the Brooks Mountains in northern Alaska, and finally its death from starvation. That story, published yesterday as a paper in Science, is the first to map out the life of a single woolly mammoth. It's based on the isotopes that make up one of the animal's tusks, which are used to map its movements and puzzle out what it ate. This data is starting to fill in the gaps in scientists' knowledge about how mammoths behaved, and it could be a new method for mapping the movements of other prehistoric species as well. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.